أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين. In the previous ayats, in quite a bit of detail, the command of jihad was given. Firstly, the beginning of jihad, the commencement of jihad, that ayat also came, and the purpose of jihad also. And jihad, qital, is with the body, with the hands, legs, etc. Now Allah Ta'ala refers to another type of jihad, and that is spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَخَرَجْ كَرُوا اللَّهِ كِي رَحْمِهِ and spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. There are some people who will make jihad with their hands, with their physical bodies, hands, legs, etc. And other people make jihad with their wealth, what Allah has given them. They use that in the path of Allah to uplift the deen and to make the deen superior in the world, and that there is no one and nothing that can go against and fight against the deen. And when the opportunity arises, they make jihad physically. And when the opportunity arises, they make jihad monetarily with their money, etc. So this is also a great command. And this jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala is life for Islam and for Muslims. And is life for oneself also. And spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala is also barakat in one's wealth. And it is great goodness, and that money remains behind for a person. Whatever he spends in the path of Allah remains with him forever in the Akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't get the misconception that when you go in jihad and you die, that you have destroyed yourself. Or that you spend your money in the path of Allah, that you have destroyed yourself. No, that is not the case. But when you give your life, how much of it, your full life, then the actual life remains. For a shaheed remains alive forever. And if you don't give your life, then you are dead. And your money also, what you have spent in the path of Allah Ta'ala, that money remains forever with you in the Akhirat. So Allah says, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ اور نہ ڈالو اپنی جان کو ہلاکت میں. And do not by your own hands destroy yourself. That is, you're trying to keep your life back and not letting it fight in the path of Allah. You are actually destroying it. And when you don't spend your money in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah, for deen and for Allah's pleasure, then that money is being destroyed. As it is said, when a person reaches Akhirat, and in fact on the sides of Jannah is written, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then it's written that ma qaddamna wajadna, what we send forward to our Akhirat, we have found all of that. وَمَا أَكَلْنَا رَبِحْنَا, and what we ate, we benefited, what we used. وَمَا تَرَكْنَا, and what we had left behind, that is, we have destroyed it. That there is no value for that at all. And on the third line is written, أُمَّةٌ مُذْنِبَةٌ وَرَبٌ غَفُورٌ, a ummah that commits sins and a Rabb that forgives. Allah is the forgiver all the time. So, and Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when people told the Ansar people especially, he was also from the Ansar, that when Islam became established and it became firm now, and they had sacrificed a lot for Islam, their wealth also, they made jihad also, then they started talking amongst themselves privately, now Islam is established. Now we don't have to go for jihad, and we don't have to spend our money, and our money that was used, and we neglected our farms, etc. The Ansar were mostly farmers. And because of the sacrifices for deen, they said, we neglected our farms, now we will start looking after them again. But then this ayat was revealed that if you stop making jihad and you stop spending your money in the path of Allah, that is your destruction. And what you had spent was not your destruction. Consequently, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself, he fought more and more in the path of Allah ta'ala, and finally in the battle of Qustuntunya, that is the of Turkey, where Turkey is today, and Istanbul, where it is today. He fought and he became shaheed there and is buried in Istanbul. So much then he sacrificed, he did not hold back at all, making jihad, spending money in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Wa ahsinu, or neki karo, and always do good deeds, Allah Ta'ala says. Or do not stay back in doing good deeds. Do not destroy yourself. Do good deeds, move forward and do good deeds. The other meaning of wa ahsinu, in all your ahwal, all your conditions, all your aqwal, all your words, and all your af'al, all your actions, let there be beauty in everything. Do everything beautifully. In what you speak in a beautiful, decent way, in a nice way. Don't offend people. Don't speak rude things. Don't speak harshly. In your actions, let there be goodness always. In all your actions, your namaz also, and all your other actions, when you're walking also, don't walk like a hobo or somebody. Don't walk in a bad way. Walk in a decent way. Everything what you do, do it decently. And the other meaning of wa ahsinu, develop in yourself the sifat of ihsan, the quality of ihsan, that in your namaz particularly, all the time in your life, bring it, that you make your ibadat in such a way, you live your life in such a way, that as though you are seeing Allah Ta'ala. And if you can't reach that level, then at least know so much that Allah is watching you all the time. So that is the next command which Allah Ta'ala gives. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Or Allah, oh, beshak Allah dost rakhta hai neki karne walo ko. Allah loves those people who are the doers of good. Do good to the poor, to the needy, to each and every one. Be good to your parents, be good to your spouses, be good to your children, be good to everyone. Allah loves those people who are good to one another and who do good deeds. So this is a short ayat, but lot of food for us, spiritual food, food for our lives, how to live, and that we should be spending in the path of Allah also. And every person should spend. A rich man might spend by the millions. A poor man can spend by the cents. But all of us should spend something or the other in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and for the pleasure of Allah and for the deen of Allah. All this is safeguarding it and reserving it and preserving it for our akhirat and our eternal life. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah.